The deposit return scheme of plastic bottles as well as steel and aluminium cans comes into effect this Thursday with return banks at stores across Ireland. When you buy these items, you pay a small deposit in addition to the price of the drink. When you return your empty and undamaged container to return banks, you get your deposit back in full. Environmental charity Voice Ireland has been campaigning for a long time for its introduction to catch up with our neighbours in Europe. Joined with me is Return for Change campaign lead of Voice Ireland, Colin Byrne, with all you need to know.
A deposit return scheme is one of the best mechanisms that you can come across for collecting large items of containers or packaging or whatever. Keep them in the system so that they're not lost, such as what's happening now. So you may have seen figures from the department saying that we only collect 60% of plastic bottles and cans in our recycling bins, which is 40%. Not going to recycling, which equates to hundreds of millions of cans and bottles, but actually, it turns out a whole heap of plastic bottles and cans aren't getting recycled, which is a terrible waste of resources. And the deposit return scheme is by far the best mechanism anyone has come up with so far to guarantee that you're going to get a much higher percentage for collection for recycling. The deposit return scheme is essentially putting a bounty on the heads of all these plastic bottles and cans. We're incentivizing people to make sure that these materials aren't left in the lanes and byways and highways of Ireland as rubbish, because they're worth money. Once you bring them back to a place, you will get that money. So that's the incentive.
The deposit return scheme helps with the circular economy, which keeps items in full circle for as long as possible. It reduces the amount of new bottles being made and allows us to reuse items already made. According to Repack Ireland, just 32% of plastic was recycled in Ireland last year, so it's hoped with the deposit return scheme this will help increase recycling as well as reducing plastic litter, which is too frequently found on our country roads or washed up on our beaches.
The deposit return scheme and using reverse vending machines, especially bringing your empty bottles and cans back, this is like a physical interaction with the circular economy. You're physically interacting with these machines. And this is the circular economy in action. Now, we all know our three R's, reduce, reuse, recycle. We say it in that order because to reduce the amount of waste is preferable to reusing, which is preferable to recycling. Now, the deposit return scheme is currently constituted is for recycling, capturing for recycling, which is great. And that's part of the circular economy. We get them back into the loop, so we use them again and again. But the deposit return scheme can, and it does in other countries, allow us to move up that hierarchy, if you like, from recycling up to reuse, eventually into reduce. And so it all feeds into the circular economy. And so what is presently a sort of a real nebulous concept for a lot of people will become more physical, corporeal on a day-to-day basis. Go, oh, this is what it means. It's not two. It's just about being sensible with our resources, keeping things going, making things last, being able to repair things. That's essentially the circular economy.
Things to remember is that these must feature a return logo on them and must be undamaged to return. It's important to hold on to what you buy to get your deposit back. But if you find some on the street, you can be savvy and get some money for your findings. So how do they work?
So the reverse vending machines, they're clever, really clever bits of equipment. They know the shape, size and weight of every single container of these containers that's coming into the country, because the barcode has to be scanned in order for you to get the deposit back. Same with bottles. Another thing with the plastic bottles is, and cans, they have to be empty when you bring them back to these machines. So if you put in a bottle and it recognizes the shape and all this, but it's heavier, it will know that there's liquid in it and it will reject it, right? So that's something we have to get used to, making sure that these bottles and cans go in empty. The thing about them going in empty is it means that you have bottles on one side, cans on the other. When they get compacted, they're not mixed with anything else, only their own kind, right? So it's proper waste segregation. That means they can be recycled for longer and they can command a higher price on the market, on the recycling market. And same with the cans. Now, aluminium, you can recycle on and on and on. It's incredible material like that. The machines won't accept containers with too much liquid in it. So that's something we're going to have to get used to. Not crushing down the cans and bottles. I'm making sure these containers are empty when we bring them to the machines. But they're really the two main issues.
Only certain items can be returned. If it's the wrong item, it will be rejected. So what exactly goes into them?
So literally, it's just PET plastic bottles. So that means that the clear plastic that you would have for your fizzy drinks or water, it doesn't mean your 2 litre of milk, which is a different kind of plastic. It's a HDPE. So milk won't do, your fabric softener, none of that. And you'll know because it will have the sign on the label. You'll have the return logo. It's specific to these things. And cans, the same thing. But it wouldn't be like your tins of beans or anything like this. Again, it's just beverage containers we're starting with. Now, in years to come, there's nothing to say that this can't be expanded to accommodate other types of containers. But for the moment, that's where we're at, because these bottles and cans make up such a large amount of these items and essentially litter when they're not collected properly, that that's where the focus is on these, as they're called, in-scope containers.
Voice Ireland are continuously campaigning for new ways in which we can be more environmentally friendly and hope to return to the days where glass return schemes will be reintroduced.
We would love to get to a point where, because people have asked me, why aren't glass bottles part of the scheme? Now, we were pushing for that at the start, but we were told, look, the collection rate for glass bottles is so good, and there's quite a lot, glass is quite heavy relative to plastic and aluminium. There's all these different issues. So we said, look, Grant, we have a decent collection rate for the moment. We'll leave that be for the moment. But the thing is, even though we have a good collection rate for glass bottles, what happens when they're collected? They're brought off, smashed, ground down into the cutlet. And then you have to apply tremendous heat and energy to reformulate them into glass bottles again. Much better just to collect these things, give them a good old wash, and put them back out to the produce again so they can refill them. And some countries have done that with the deposit return scheme in Europe. So they'll have the bottles and cans will go and get crushed. The glass bottles won't. They'll be put aside, be brought off, washed, recirculated. And we'd love to see that included. Now, that's a few years down the line. We want to make a success out of the deposit return scheme as it is now. But definitely that's something Voice will be looking to try and introduce or, you know, start a conversation on as time goes on.
For more information on campaigns led by Voice Ireland, you can visit their website, voiceireland.ie, or follow them across all social media platforms. And don't forget, the return deposit scheme comes into effect this Thursday, the 1st of February. For now, that's another episode of Ours to Protect.